T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Eversource, the big power utility company in Connecticut, raised their rates just before the tropical storm hit. Customers' electric bills jumped hundreds of dollars. Then Isaias knocked power out to tens of thousands in Connecticut, and for about a week. Today, the state's Public Utility Regulatory Authority began public hearings on the rate hike. Our Joe Avalar was listening in. He's on the news line now. Joe, I imagine there was some anger on this call.
Oh, absolutely there was. And there's going to be a lot more later. We'll talk about that, too. But this morning was politicians. And those who spoke this morning were incensed. Connecticut boasts the highest electricity rates in the country, they say. And what are people getting in return? They attack that Eversource is guaranteed a profit regardless of the economy or its performance. And its performance has been bad, as evidenced by the response to the tropical storm. Connecticut's Governor Ned Lamont was quick to attack the notion of a guaranteed profit for a monopoly or any company. He drew lots of parallels with his own cable TV company and regulation and said profit just shouldn't be guaranteed. The second complaint is the size of that profit. Governor Lamont said Eversource made a 9.5% rate of return in this down economy. Senator Richard Blumenthal spoke, and he said Eversource's quarterly profit was up 7 times over last year's. And he was incensed that they raised rates astronomically during the pandemic when so many people are out of work and businesses are hurting. And then there are Eversource executives. They are paid millions of dollars. That's what they received last year working for a public utility. The governor is calling for a much stricter regulation and tying rates to performance. He believes there should be penalties for lack of performance.
Well, Senator Blumenthal is calling for something more drastic, though. What does he want?
He's talking about breaking up Eversource into small public electric providers, utilities, and they would be owned by the company. He says smaller may well be better for the state of Connecticut. He points to the municipally owned Norwich Public Utilities, that's Norwich, Connecticut. It works much better, he says, and it's more responsive to the people. He's also calling for refunds and reimbursements to people who lost so much when their power went out. Now, he and the governor and state legislators who spoke this morning, and they spoke to Pura, say it's time to think big and bold and seize this opportunity to make changes because of Eversource's poor performance and the incredibly high amount they are charging people. And that was this morning. This afternoon, and probably into tomorrow, the public will be speaking because they asked for public comment, and about 1,000 people want to talk to Pura about the high cost of electricity and about the job that Eversource does. Linda?
That's our WCBS reporter, Joe Avalar, who will be keeping an eye on this story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.